This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister challenges community colleges to rebrand. NWC set to upgrade its sewage system in parts of the island, and new Road Traffic Act to be passed by year's end. The details after this message.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has challenged the country's community colleges to change their role to better serve the nation and achieve revolutionary impacts. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says, despite the recognized status of the community college, it must reinvent itself to remain relevant to students, local industries, and the international labor market system.
The Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica and the colleges must work together to rebrand the whole community college system. The community college has been viewed by some as a lesser educational alternative. Therefore, the internal reforms you employ must help to change your philosophy, change your academic offerings, change your teaching methods, change your partnership arrangements, and change your image where necessary.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing the 17th staging of the Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica Conference in St. Anne. This year's conference is under the theme, Shaping the Future, Changing Roles for Community Colleges. Relief is coming for residents of Majestic Garden, Riverton City, and Seaview Gardens as the National Water Commission is set to upgrade its sewage system in those areas. The NWC recently signed a $700 million contract for the implementation of the Sector F sewage project. Speaking at the signing ceremony on Wednesday, Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill said the rehabilitation of the sewage system is part of efforts to safeguard the health of citizens.
The government, through the National Water Commission, is taking quick and decisive action to mitigate the health risks to residents of these communities, as well as any impacts on the quality of water in the Kingston Harbor. This Sector F project, given its importance in protecting the harbor, is a significant one. Wastewater management is notably expensive and capital intensive, and this project will cost a whopping 745 million Jamaican dollars. Is no different.
Minister Pickersgill says the Sector F project will allow for the effective collection and conveyance of raw sewage from the three communities to the Saltbury Sewage Treatment Plant. The new Road Traffic Act is expected to be passed this year. The amended act will ensure that road safety issues are addressed according to 21st century requirements.
It's an enormous document. It needs to be coordinated because there are so many different departments of government which are involved. And so there is an overlapping which we need to ensure that there's a consistency. But my plan is to have that taken through Parliament and passed during this parliamentary year.
Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies. The act will, among other things, deal with the use of mobile phones while driving and also cover the use of in-car devices such as DVD players. The Transport Minister says once the new act is passed, driving schools and instructors will be required to be certified by the Island Traffic Authority and adhere to an approved curriculum which will address issues such as defensive driving. And upgrading the facilities of the G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sports will be given priority this year. This assurance from Minister with Responsibility for Sports, Natalie Nita Headley. Minister Headley says extensive refurbishing work needs to be done to ensure that the college continues to churn out top-quality coaching professionals.
The physical education college that we have in our position and that really has been the catalyst on which most of our talent has been developed. Our coaches, which have been provided for our primary schools and high schools, for the most part, come out of the G.C. Foster College. And to a great extent, much work is required there to bring that facility to world standards.
Mrs. Nita Headley adds that the swimming pool will receive immediate attention in keeping with plans for it to be upgraded to international standards. The government, through funding from the Sports Development Foundation, is also in the process of constructing the first international standard baseball diamond in Jamaica at the college. That was the JIS News. I am Camille Guthrie.
UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
In today's program, we tell you about the Urban Development Corporation's National Protected Area System, EDPAS project. I am Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us. Over the years, the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC, has been making a significant contribution to the preservation of the Jamaican environment. In fact, the corporation has established a unit, the National Resources Management and Environmental Planning Department, the NRMEP, to manage environmental matters. The department implements management programs such as water quality monitoring, ecological assessments, environmental audits, and protected area management. The NRMEP also plays an integral role in all UDC projects. Once an idea is conceptualized, the environmental team assesses and advises on environmentally friendly projects that can be conducted in UDC designated areas. One of the most recent initiatives of the NRMEP is the implementation of the National Protected Area System, NPAS project.
The main objective of the NPAS program is to establish a baseline on the knowledge and the use of the natural resources of the Hershey's and Goat Islands, which are part of the wider Portland Bight Protected Area. So how we're going about doing that is having pre- and post-surveys, as well as further to the information we get from the surveys, implementing an education program.
Environmental Coordinator at the UDC, Danae Vassiana. The UDC is collaborating with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, to implement this project.
UDC is strategically poised to partner with NEPA to implement public sensitization and education activities to enhance conservation of the natural biodiversities which are found in the Hellshire area. And that is why we are partnering with UDC.
Project assistance for the Invasive Alien Species Project at NEPA, Faith Walker. Already, the UDC has completed a survey geared towards informing the NPAS project. The survey was conducted to identify the level of environmental awareness among 11 communities within Hellshire, Portmore, and Old Harbour Bay areas. Senior Research Officer at the UDC, Imran Forbes, tells us more.
The majority of district presidents had a general understanding of protected areas, special locations associated with plants and animals. Regarding protected areas, the survey found that a greater proportion of residents were not informed about the Portland Bight Protected Area in which their communities were generally located. Only about 54% of residents surveyed were aware that they were living close to or within the Hellshire Hills and Goat Islands sections of the protected area. Further, only 51% of residents were particularly aware that the Hellshire Hills area was the last remaining location of the Jamaican iguana.
Now that the survey has been completed, a report will be prepared.
The report will identify information that should be included in the environmental awareness public education campaign, which will be underway. In addition, the report will be used to measure the effect of the campaign by acting as baseline for follow-up surveys in the community.
That was Senior Research Officer at the UDC, Imran Forbes. Following the preparation of the report, community meetings will be held at several locations from January 15 to 22, and the UDC is inviting community members to visit their Facebook page, their website at udcja.com, or call 922-1476 for more information. Now to our Did You Know feature. Did you know that a protected area is a clearly defined geographical space recognized, dedicated, and managed through legal or other effective means to achieve the long-term conservation of nature with associated ecosystems and cultural values? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 922-831-024 or visit udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston. That's it for this week's Urban Scope. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.